All right, it's Saturday. Welcome to new group members. We still don't have a lot of stuff set up at the new office. We're working on the studio over there today. I'm a little mentally drained from doing all that stuff all morning and all afternoon. But we'll have a cool studio for everybody to watch these videos, and we're going to do interesting stuff, and it should be pretty cool. I'm going to take some time because I haven't done a live video outside of Brad's class that we had last week on high-level interdiction hidden compartment training, which a lot of guys are really, really ecstatic about. They were thrilled. I want to take a moment to thank everybody who came out to that. We had over 80 guys in the class, and it was a hit. If you want to see more of Brad's training, streetcoptraining.com. We'll be coming to Rowland College next. I have a one day in Rowland College next week. Any classes that are coming up, Jesse Hartnett will be in here on Tuesday. If you're unfamiliar with Jesse Hartnett, all the new members, Jesse is a street cop instructor. He's a Philadelphia police officer who was, there was an attempt made on his life where he sustained 3 rounds to his left arm while in his patrol car, got out and fired back upon the asshole that shot him while he was in the car. Jesse's story is amazing. He's a great speaker. He'll be here next week. We're working on his program. We'll start scheduling him up. We're going to do a free class with Jesse, and we'll be giving those spots away to group members only. We're not going to be offering that to the public. So as a token of our appreciation, we give back. We certainly do. Jesse's first class, yet to be determined of the location we have. We're in talks with somebody. We just want to set some dates. More than likely going to be in the Morris County area. It's going to be a very, very good one-day course that he's going to give. Excited to have him on board, and he'll be pretty sharp. So, Rick Bachman. All right, so I'm going to answer a question real fast. I started reading case law. You can see I have it out here. I printed a bunch of stuff out. I was going to do case law about PC being admission. To be honest with you, I started reading it. It's 6:11. I've been up since 5 o'clock in the morning, and my brain's just not functioning. So I'm going to take some time. I don't want to not get on here and give you guys any value. I'm sure the people who joined the group are like, the fuck is this? What did I join here? We do videos a lot. I had a lot of transitions this week into the new office. We're here. If you have a question, I can answer. And the guy who sent this in, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to blow up your spot. It kind of actually relates to the video we put up earlier of the video that we posted from our previous class in Bergen County 2 weeks ago when people asked me questions on the break. Kind of goes along the same thing. But he goes, hey, what's up, brother? I want to ask you an opinion about my best bet for interdiction in my town. And I'm going to say the town. He goes, we're from Harrison, which is smack in the middle of between Newark and Jersey City. We have two entrances for Newark, one coming off of Route 21, MacArthur Highway, and one bridge off the Ironbound section. We have two 280 ramps off of one coming from New York, Jersey City, with a light traffic, and one coming from the west, Irvington, East Orange. Then the border with Kearney, we have a road that has traffic coming off the turnpike about half a mile away, which also has traffic coming from Jersey City. We tend to get our better result arrest coming off of Route 21 bridge, but nothing crazy. I've been trying to work 280 off ramp coming from New York, Jersey City, but I get like 15 cars in 20 minutes during down traffic hours. Just want an opinion on what you think would work. This is my opinion. This is the best advice that I can give you is one. If you're hitting that plateau where you're hitting medium level to low level interdiction style stops constantly over and over again, you got what it takes, folks. You have the gift as an interdictor. If you can go out and make car stops and have proactive arrests and you're getting all these things, the name of the game now is how do you get to that next level? And it is learning hidden compartments. I just can't emphasize it enough. In my career, that's where I was headed before it ended, and not in a bad way. It left on medical injury after being foot pursuit and getting hit by a car. But that's where I was going with things. So the other advice regarding this question is, look, I think there's drugs and guns and stolen items and human trafficking and you name it, whatever is illegal going on, stolen cars especially, you have it all around you. Everybody has it in their town. Brad Gilmore was giving his class this last week. He worked in a small town in Bergen County. They swore there was nothing there. And the guy pulled in more drugs than anybody's ever done, probably in the surrounding, 15 miles around him in this 2-square-mile town. They had one little piece of a highway. And one of the videos I saw, he pulled 13 kilos of heroin. So it's there. The question is, why aren't you finding it? You probably need to really begin to understand what you're looking for. What you're probably missing on is you're probably spending too much time focused on stupid shit. It's not even that. You're not recognizing the indicators and the clues that people are giving you. You must practice on what those clues are going to be. You must focus away from the stupid shit you've been conditioned to believe your whole life of what criminals and crime look like, which may come into play at some junction, obviously. But in this game, if you're trying to hit high-level stops on motor vehicles, and look, if you're one of those guys, we cater to everybody. You're either, you could be low and medium level and be very effective. But to get to that next level, you have to begin to really start understanding, one, you need patience. Two, what are you really looking for? And I can't emphasize enough to come to the training, and I'll endorse TJ Cullen as well and Trap Fine. These guys are they're the top of the top. The same principles apply. They're just looking to find different things. Once you can start recognizing these things, God, you guys can be killers. You guys can really crush it. I think the other advice I have for you is try different areas. Get good with your, you know, see which ones, what's turning up where. We think that, I'm under the impression that, man, there's stuff going and coming from everywhere. It's really no rhyme or reason. There are source cities and stuff coming out. Stuff's going in as well. You know, you got to try test the waters out a little bit. See what you like. See what's working out well for you. See what has a good place for you to sit and watch reactions to your presence. That's really the name of the game. Man, Brad's class like even opened my eyes to a lot of stuff. And I don't want to plagiarize any stuff. Although he's a street cop training instructor, man, it's just, you know, you just, I learn things. Like I'm so eager to go out and try to find traps now. So that's really it, man. I would say try maybe a week here, a week there, get a good feel for it, see what you think is good. But before you even do that, really find out. I'm going to turn this off, though. Before you do that, understand what the craft is. Are you good at the craft? Do you know what you're looking for? Are you looking for those reactions to your presence? What are those reactions to your presence? What do cars look like that are moving high-level amounts of narcotics? What do cars look like that are medium and low-level narcotics? Can you differentiate the two? You have to deploy patience, but you have to understand and get better at the craft. And that's it. I think you could take that, apply it anywhere. A lot of people will complain, oh, I can't get anything in my town. It's because you don't know what you're looking for. It's there. It's there. Like, it's every town and every state and every city across this country. It's there. You're just not good at it yet. But you can become good, but you have to practice. And you have to stay committed. And you have to continue to train. I'm not saying this because we have incentive in capitalizing on you coming to our training. I'm telling you to train because the only fucking way you're going to figure out how to become a more effective cop. And it just doesn't end with understanding these cars, although that's a big portion of it. You got to know about case law, too. Okay, so Brad chimes in. There he is. Half the battle is consistency and effort. People will try and truly look for it for a week, a month, or several months, and they may not hit. And then they think it's too hard and give up or begin to think it's not coming through the jurisdiction. I can't emphasize that enough. I know there's a little delay on this. He chimed in. That's Brad Scott is Brad Gilmore. He hides because he's like the rest of you, has some stupid, typical cop fucking name on here. Like, you're never going to be found if you get some subpoena or stuff. But anyway, that's the advice that I have for you regarding that question. Look, it's there. Like, when you get in that patrol car and you're looking around and you're wondering what you're going to do tonight, is it really here? Like, it's fucking there. The question you have to ask yourself is, why are you missing it? What are you not seeing? Have to start paying attention. You have to start paying attention to what every car is doing on the road, what every person is doing around you. You can work the areas that you, we do foot beats. But dude, it's the same principles apply. They're going to have reactions to your presence. Watch the roadway, watch the cars. You'll notice the subtle changes that people are doing that you've never noticed before. It's out there. I'm telling you, don't give up. You just got to figure it out. You got to train. Quickest way to learn how to do this stuff is to continue educate, Trap Fine, join that group, Triple S Solutions by Sean Pardesi, this group, and there's other groups, but those are the ones I'll endorse. Because NCEA those guys are good dudes over there too. If there's a question I can answer for you, dude, I'm sorry the guy wrote in. I need to put you on blast. I'm just trying to help you and give you a good answer. Everybody benefits from it. I will not be back here tomorrow. I have some family coming over, but I will be here Monday. If you have questions, send them over to me. Everybody knows I get to them as quickly as possible as we grow larger. And if you like this stuff, this content, you think it's good, and you think you have people that can benefit from this, please invite them into the group. That's it, man. Let everybody get this knowledge. We don't ask for anything in return. See you.